New polling just released this morning sheds some light into how folks who live outside of Detroit feel about this possible settlement, about money going from Lansing to Detroit. As part of the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, Michigan Radio's Lester Graham and Sarah Swick have been poring over the results of our Epic MRA poll. And Lester, the first question that was asked was something along the lines of, would you be in favor of the state giving Detroit $350 million to provide assistance for the financial recovery of the city? What did you find?
Well, keep in mind, these are people not in Detroit, the rest of the state. And 49% were in favor of that, 34% opposed. So that's a plurality. That's a lot bigger chunk of folks than we thought.
But now there was this kind of interesting dynamic when you would explain to people that the money would go to shore up the retiree pension funds and protect the works at the DIA. What happened then?
Well, what happens then is people really like the plan even more because they know where the money's going. They know what it's going to be helping, and they appreciate that the retirees worked hard. They deserve their pensions or as much of it as can be saved through bankruptcy, and they appreciate the art. So 62% of people, again, people in Michigan outside of Detroit are in favor of that $350 million for Detroit.
And that's a hefty majority.
That's a good-sized majority,
and
yes.
And Sarah, this was across the board, politically speaking, right?
Yeah, it seems that way. I think that you do see, when you look at questions like about, you know, who is at fault for Detroit's situation, and when you look at, you know, overall Democrats seem somewhat more likely to support this. I guess I'd say this anecdotally as well, but it's pretty much across the board spectrum politically as far as we can tell.
Yeah, that 62% support, when you start breaking it down by party or by political belief, 74% of the Democrats, 58% of the Republicans, and about 51% of the independents. So I think that's the line Cynthia was looking for.
Right. Lester, how do you think this survey should be interpreted, let's say, by the lawmakers who are going to be voting on this package of 11 bills to aid Detroit?
Well, conventional wisdom is they don't want to be seen as doing the outstate legislators, don't want to be seen as doing anything that looks like a bailout for Detroit.
Yes.
Now, when people understand this better, and it only takes a second to explain it to them a little better, they're in favor of the idea. So one of the things we wanted to find out is, do these people, do these voters in outstate Michigan and in the suburbs, would they find fault with their legislator, vote against them in the next election because of this? And quite frankly, most of them said, 55% of them said, it doesn't make any difference. I wouldn't change my vote on somebody just because of this one thing. 27% indicated they'd be more likely to vote for a legislator who voted for this $350 million for Detroit. And only 15% said they'd be less likely to vote for a legislator. Now, keep in mind, that 15% in a primary election might make a real difference.
Right.
But we don't know whether they're, you know, we're talking about general election here. Our pollster, Bernie Porn at Epic MRA, says he doesn't get that this is going to negatively impact legislators at all running for a reelection.
Sarah, what most surprised you by the results of this poll?
I think the rather overwhelming majorities, or I guess pluralities when you ask the question in a certain way, but that most people outside of Detroit really, really seem to have a sense that Detroit is very important to the state and that the state should help it. I mean, it's been, I think those of us in the media for a while have been repeating this idea that outstate legislators are really opposed to helping out Detroit because they would be punished by their voters. Well, it turns out that probably isn't really true. It's not clear to me whether people's minds are being changed as the bankruptcy progresses and as they find out more information about what this grand bargain actually consists of, or whether all along, you know, this people have been saying, well, we should support Detroit, even though, you know, they've made mistakes in the past. Detroit is important to the state, and we need to help them, especially to help the pensioners.
Surprise for you, Lester?
Yeah, it was. You know, I think part of the reason why we were under this impression, conventional wisdom was that outstate folks wouldn't like it, is simply because those who didn't like were really loud about the fact that they didn't want state tax dollars to go to Detroit. So, you know, it's one of those cases. If you're the loudest one in the room, sometimes you get all the attention. It doesn't mean that you have the majority feelings.
Michigan Radio's Lester Graham and Sarah Swick, looking at new polling by Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative. Polling that looks at how Michiganders who do not live in Detroit feel about state money going to Detroit. You can see more details of the poll and find all of our Detroit coverage at MichiganRadio.org.